Doom Patrol, Negative Man, Elastigirl, Robot Man.
Someone wants the Doom Patrol reunited.
Your every word and action
is being broadcast across the planet.
Now, Monsieur Mana!
Well done, my Doom Patrol. Well done.
It is too late for you, Calder. Your beloved patrol is doomed.
Hello and welcome to Waiting for Doom, the podcast where we are obsessed over how long it will be before the mighty Doom Patrol get their own comic again.
We will probably talk about other comic stuff as well, but fair warning, today's episode contains discussions of things truly controversial and, dare I say, shocking.
You have been warned. So, I'm Paul, and you can find me on Twitter at reading_hix, and you can also find the show account, which is alive and talking to people, very strangely, which is at WFDpod, and you can email us at thewaitingfordoom@gmail.com.
And I'm Mike, and you can find me on Twitter at avantgarve, and you can also find us on Facebook, and our episodes are available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and podbean.com.
This week we'll be looking at one of my favourite eras of the Doom Patrol. I've been really looking forward to this one.
I didn't realise you'd be this excited about the John Byrne era.
John Byrne? Is that this week?
That's this week, yeah. We discussed this. Oh. Surely.
I thought that was a joke.
No, I was sure we agreed. I'm sure I've got it in writing somewhere. John Byrne era. Doom Patrol 2004.
Era. Oh. Awesome. Okay. Great. So we'll be looking at the John Byrne era of the Doom Patrol from 2004, and then we'll check the mailbag for responses to our question of the week, which was, by sheer unrelated coincidence, what's the worst creative change you've seen on a comic series? But first, Mike, how was the week in comics?
It was pretty quiet. There were only a couple of announcements. I don't know if you caught any of them, Paul.
No, nothing really happened this week.
No, not at all.
It was a few days ago, I was sitting at home, and suddenly my Twitter exploded with DC announcements.
Yours too.
Usually I wake up to all this, but I was on as it all hit this time.
Yeah. It was like we were there as it was happening for the first time.
We were there, yeah.
But yeah, for those who haven't caught up, 24 new DC books coming our way as of June.
Yeah, and a lot of the lines gone away before Convergence, mm-hmm. and it's a lot different. It's really the biggest change since the New 52, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I think I read somewhere that they're essentially getting rid of the New 52 tagline altogether come June.
It had to happen sometime.
Yeah.
It's interesting how it fits so well after a little while. Everyone hates things when they're new, but then you know they get used to them, and then it's like, you can't take that away. We're used to it.
Change bad, stagnate good.
Yeah. Ugh. So, how many Doom Patrol series are we getting?
Well, look, there's a new book coming out called Doomed.
Doomed.
With Scott Lobdell as the writer and Javier Fernandez as the artist. That's all we know. But I have a funny feeling that it's possibly not about the Doom Patrol.
The Doomsday Virus. That's what it is.
Probably.
Oh, that is doomed.
Yep.
Oh, golly. All right. Now, I have pulled up Mark Gray's brilliant analysis of all this from Too Dangerous for a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go through some of it. So, we've got Surviving Series, Action Comics. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Aquaman. Batgirl. Batman,
yeah.
Detective Comics,
yes.
Batman, Superman,
yeah.
Catwoman, Deathstroke.
In-depth analysis here from me.
We're getting little monosyllabic grunts and whistles, like on this. The Flash, Gotham Academy,
yes.
Gotham by Midnight. Gotham by Bus. No.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Grayson.
Yeah.
Green Arrow.
Mm.
Green Lantern.
Yeah. Major.
Yeah. Harley Quinn.
Eh.
Justice League.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Justice League Untied. Oh, United, sorry.
Wow, is that the adult version?
It's afterwards.
Right.
Lobo. Lobo, sorry.
Lobo.
Lobo.
Nah.
Secret Six. Sinestro or Sinestro?
Sinestro. Yeah.
Yeah? New Suicide Squad.
Nah.
Yeah. Superman. Superman, Wonder Woman. And the dark end of the list, Teen Titans and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
All right, new series. Okay, here we go. Batman Beyond.
Could be good.
Couldn't give a crap. Batmite.
I have to check out the first issue at least.
Yeah, no, could be fun. Bizarro.
Have to check out the first issue at the very least.
Yeah, I like the preview art. And this is Heath Corson, who's been writing the recent DC animated stuff. So
okay.
Yeah, so about time he actually got into the pages. Long time coming for him. People are probably predisposed to hate that because it's him. Anyway, we'll see. I will. I'll be open-minded on that. Black Canary.
I'll give it a try. Looks cool.
It does look cool. Looks really. It looks a bit hip, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll be cool with the cool kids.
Cool. Okay. Constantine, the Hellblazer. It's covering both the bases, so Hellblazer's gone, Constantine's gone, but here's Constantine, the Hellblazer.
Yeah, it's a mashup. I might check it out.
Yeah. All right, big question mark over this one. I'm kind of excited. Cyborg. I'm excited because I've never heard anything that a writer's done, and it's a cyborg book. Could be good. He needs a book. He does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. You sound reserved because you've got no idea.
I'm a little bit reserved on most of these. I mean, they all sound interesting, but yeah. I'm going to tread lightly.
Yeah. Cyborg, I mean, he has such a high profile from between the Teen Titans and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't run his own book much. He's had a mini series or two. Yeah. Anyway. Dark Universe. What the hell is Dark Universe?
I'm pretty sure that is a new version of Justice League Dark.
I mean, it's expanded now to be a universe.
A whole universe, not just a Justice League spin-off. Yeah.
Is that where Swamp Thing's gone? Is that what I'm thinking?
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah. It's gonna be Deadman and Swamp Thing and Satana and maybe iVampire.
Ooh.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Created by Apple, the iVampire. Green Lantern Lost Army. Do we know what that is?
No.
Okay.
I think it's the replacement for the Green Lantern Corps, which is getting cancelled, so have to wait and see.
Green Lantern, enough with all the colours. Is that what it's going to be, maybe?
Maybe.
Doomed. Sucks. Okay, Earth 2 Society.
I will have to check that out.
I'm over Earth 2. I'm so over them.
I will check it out, but I'm hopeful that it gets over the destruction gasm it's been going through the last couple of years.
Destruction gasm?
Where they're just out to destroy everything.
Right.
Have I not used that phrase before?
No, nice wordsmithing, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. As long as I didn't queef.
Moving on. Dr. Fate.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Who's the team on that, you know?
Paul Levitz and Sunny Liu is doing the art.
Okay. Old school writing, new school art. Yeah. Maybe.
It'll be good.
Yep. Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Won't last 20 issues, but it'll be alright.
Oh,
Harley Quinn Power Girl.
No.
I like the Power Girl series. This is the Gray and Palmiotti and Amanda Connor on covers.
Yeah.
Power Girl was a good series.
I never really got into Power Girl. And Harley Quinn, I can leave.
Yeah, okay. Right, wrong choice there, but anyway. Justice League of America. Can Brian Hitch write as well as he can draw? Can he draw as well as he used to?
if I recall correctly, I think I read that the team roster in this book is exactly the same as the team that's in Justice League at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not quite sure what the difference is going to be. If that solicit info I read was correct, who knows?
Maybe it'll be like that Justice series that 12 issue one from a few years back with Alex Rossi type covers.
Okay.
Remember that?
Not really.
Okay. Good times. Justice League 3001.
I'm not reading it at the moment, so.
I read the trade, the first trade, and liked it.
Okay.
But I'm on a budget, so that was.
Yeah. You know,
but I'm glad it's coming back in some form. I do like a bit of Keith Giffen. He's I've got a bit of loyalty to him.
Mm-hmm.
Martian Manhunter.
I've never been that big a fan of the Martian Manhunter. He's cool and all, but yeah.
John Ostrander had a good run with him, but yeah, he's a difficult character. Do you know who's writing this one?
Apparently it is Rob Williams.
Rob Williams from Matchbox 20?
Possibly.
Awesome. Midnight.
Yes. Now, there was quite a big bit of excitement around this because it's a lead gay character in a book.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I like about this is that DC have clearly, you know, been listening to their audience who have been saying, we want some more diversity and we want different books, some of which, you know, will bring different readers in, and looks like they're actually trying to deliver on that, which is cool.
Yeah, okay, good. Have to check it out. Yeah. Mystic U, as in the letter U. Mystic U.
No idea what that's meant to be about.
It's Gotham Academy for Magic? Maybe.
No idea.
Anyway, sounds interesting. Omega Men, depending on pronunciation.
Either or. I'll check it out. I have vague recollections of reading it way back when I was a kid.
Lobo first appeared in Omega Men.
This is true.
Number 4, I think. But it was crap back then. I like a space going team, and I'm hopeful this will be good, but it will really come down to, you know, how well it's written and everything. So, yes. But, you know, it doesn't really matter who it is. It's a team in space. Mm-hmm. I have to check that out.
Cool.
Prez.
This was an interesting choice because back in, I think the series first came out in the 60s and he was the first teenage president of the United States. And I think this time they've made it a female character as well.
Yeah, it was one of those crazy books DC did. I never read any, but I think Prez popped up in something Neil Gaiman-ish at some point.
I think he did too.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm open to it. It's in the same basket as Brother Power the Geek.
Yeah,
but the art looks funky. It's got a very Neil Blomkamp-looking robot. You know Neil Blomkamp likes doing robots in films? You ever notice that?
He does too.
It's his thing. It's his shtick.
Yeah.
Anyway, Red Hood, arsehole. No, arsehole.
Language. So. Well, if Starfire's getting her own book, then I guess the other two dudes still have to hang out. So, and again, I'm not reading that at the moment either, and I've no real interest in that one. So,
yeah, if it gets amazing reviews, I might check that out. But I'm not predisposed to Red Hood or Arsenal.
Same, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the New 52, I haven't been. I didn't mind him before, but
okay. Yeah,
there's all that Teen Titan history and stuff. But anyway. Robin, son of Batman.
Huh. Now, surprise. This one I'm kind of surprised and disappointed in because I'm really enjoying Batman and Robin. Yeah. And now they've gotten rid of that and they've just given Robin his own solo book.
It's half the book it used to be.
That's right. And I'm kind of like, do I really like Damian Wayne that much? I don't know.
This, yeah. Could be too much of a good thing or too much of an okay thing. Too much of a thing.
Too much of a thing.
And that's Patrick Gleason taking over writing and
draw.
Yeah. I hope he's got it in him. He's he's worked hard. All right, this is the highlight of the list, Section 8.
Section 8, what an insane suggestion. See, I'm speechless.
Yeah, you've got Dog Welder, the guy who welds dead dogs to people. You've got Jean de Baton, who hits people with breadsticks.
You got Phlegm Gem, who
just
was disgusting and used phlegm on their enemy.
It's like acid phlegm or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bueno excelente.
Yes, bueno excelente. And my personal favorite, Six Pack.
Just
drank a lot and, you know, was an old dude who wanted to be a superhero. So, for those who
Chunders on people.
Yeah, he does. For those who aren't aware, Section 8 were a team introduced in the Hitman comic book series back in the 90s, and the same team from that book are doing this Section 8 miniseries as well. So it's Garth Ennis and John McCrae. So Paul and I are a little bit excited about that one.
Yeah, that's our bag, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. It's going to be, you know, some people read and go, what the hell, but it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Would you rate that book before it's even come out?
Totally rate that decision. Yeah. Starfire.
I'm intrigued by the cover art that they've shown.
That is a great image.
Yeah. But I'm curious in that Amanda Connor is only doing the covers, and I've not heard of the artist who's doing interiors, Emanuela Lupacino. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think DC smells some money on this one, and they've probably put a good artist on it.
Mm.
That's my, you know, they obviously are doing well with female characters right now and different takes on them. Batgirl for some people. I reckon this one, yeah, I'm down with the cover, and it's certainly one I would probably in the top five that I'd want to check out from this
list.
We are Robin.
Yeah.
We are Robin. Is this a team of Robins?
I'm guessing so, or, you know, young street kids that have been inspired by Robin. I know as much as you.
So. I thought kids loved Batman. Robin.
Well, apparently so, but, you know, he just got kicked out of his son's book, so.
Yeah, okay. Right. And no Doom Patrol?
No Doom Patrol, as far as we know. Thanks a bunch, DC.
Yeah, good one, DC.
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thanks. No, I didn't have a great week, and there's this news. Awesome.
Mm.
Fantastic.
There's also the news that came out of Marvel about them doing an all-female Avengers team. Although they're called A-Force, which which sounds odd. Like
the villains will shout, look out, it's A-Force.
It's A-Force. A force of ladies who are going to kick their ass still. But, yeah, I question the name. I think it would have been cool to just call them the Avengers outright. That would have been fantastic. But we can't get everything we want, like a Doom Patrol comic from DC. Anyway.
Bloody hell, DC. You need to spend some bit of quality time in the room full of mirrors and take a bloody good long hard look at yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think there was some other news about a film just recently too. Spider-Man in Avengers.
Spider-Man in Avengers. That's well. I hated Amazing Spider-Man 2. I thought it was one of the worst films. It was the worst film I saw that year. Wow. It was a load of garbage.
I have still not seen that actually, but
well, don't, Mike. Don't. Okay. I heard people saying things like that, and I thought, oh, I've got to watch it. It's a superhero film, and I'm into superheroes, and it's a big film. It's going to have action, and that's why people invent time machines, so they can go back and stop themselves seeing films like that.
Right. Yes, that's the only reason they invent time machines. But yes, Spider-Man is now being shared between Sony and Marvel Pictures, and he's going to appear in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and just a few people got excited by that news. So I think it's cool.
Yeah, I kept getting emails from comic book resources with, hey, we've thought of another article we can write about this. Anyway.
Lucky you.
Good luck to them. Good luck to them.
But yeah,
well, I mean, I approve of the news of a younger Spider-Man in the movies because I think the current bloke, too old.
Oh, wow.
And his head's too big.
Okay.
These are just the opinions of Paul Hicks.
Yes. indeed.
Right. News done.
Mm.
Done.
I think that's the longest news session ever.
I think we're going to have a long app. We did a little competition, didn't we, Mike?
We sure did. Last episode, we announced we were giving away a copy of the horror comic called The Horror of Loon Lake, written by a friend of the show, Carl D. Smith, and various artists helping out there. And I'm just going to hit record and do a video of this so it's all official and people can see that there's it's all above board. We had a good number of entries.
It's a good number.
I now have to count. What's that? 3, 6,
just estimate.
Ten. Let's say 10.
That's a good number.
10 people were able to follow the instructions and do the right thing. So I'm going to hit the go button on the spinner and we're going to draw a name out of a alleged hat. And the winner is Richie O'Hara B-Man.
Richie!
Congratulations, Richie. We will be in touch and arrange to get your book to you as soon as we can.
Long-term listener.
Awesome fella. Awesome bloke. Okay.
Top bloke. Totally right, Richie.
What's that ticking I hear?
Oh.
Are you all right there? Is that like fell over?
It's the strained sounds of the weary doom clock.
Well, look, I think given the lack of any new Doom Patrol book as of June, I think that as well. But I think the Doom Clock segment has just been validated. The last actual issue of a Doom Patrol book we had was Volume 5, Issue Number 22, from back in July of 2011. So it's just been over 3.5 years since their own book. And their last appearance was in Justice League Number 33 from October of 2014. So it's been just over 3 months since their last appearance. So it's better than nothing.
We've been totally Doom Clock blocked.
And also in Doom Patrol history, this week, back in 2012, we had issue number 5 of My Greatest Adventure, which was a mini-series reboot attempt at bringing MGA back to the stands. It actually had a Robot Man story in it, written by Matt Kint, with art by Scott Collins. And it was okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, it was the only reason I bought that series for Robot Man. Yeah. But they made some interesting changes to him, like he could essentially recycle rubbish to power himself.
Okay.
So he was sort of eating garbage at one stage and it powered up his jetpacks that seemed to pop out of his body. Yeah, he had a lot more technological abilities. So
he didn't have the power to sell books. sorry, Mike. I don't know what it is about Matt Kent. Mind Magent is a great book, but everything he's written for DC has been okay at best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's interesting where you have those writers that their creator own stuff is a lot better than their big publisher work.
Yeah, I mean maybe it's just the how much rope they get and the control they have, and yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the Doom Clock for this week.
Okay. So, apparently we're looking at the John Byrne era of the Doom Patrol from 2004 apparently. This week. Okay. What do we think of John Byrne, Mike?
I think he's a good artist. I think he's a better artist than writer.
Or a better writer than he is a person?
Wow.
Sorry, I did a bit of John Byrne research. I remember him offending people. That's one of the things I remember.
Okay.
And I remember a couple of them. Like he said black women with white hair look like hookers or something when the X-Men movie was about to come out. But there's actually, if you go to a site called WikiQuotes and look up John Byrne, there is a great big page of horror. He thinks, some people think stupid things and some people say stupid things.
Uh-huh.
John Byrne takes it to a new level. He thinks of stupid things and says them in very public forums. And his timing is just superb. So, like, Christopher Reeve has just died and everyone's going, what a top bloke he is and what a hero he is. And he'll feel the need to just unburden himself and say that he wasn't a hero. He was just a guy who had an accident and he was an actor and, you know, people shouldn't get so, you know. Isn't that great timing? Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Irwin's just died and he's like, I'm so glad this idiot's dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it goes on and on. So, John Byrne, massive dick.
You don't mean like literally?
No.
You've not seen photos or anything?
No.
Anyway, yeah, John Byrne's run at the Doom Patrol was first introduced back in 2004 in the pages of JLA, issues 94 to 99. As part of the 10th Circle storyline, which was basically the JLA facing off with mystical vampires.
Mystical vampires led by one who looks like Pee Wee Herman called Crucifier.
Crucifer, get it right.
Crucifer.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Not seen him in the New 52.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, so it was an interesting introduction. And it showed, you know, his redesigns of Robot Man and introduced some new members to the team, essentially Grunt, the four-armed gorilla, and Nudge, a young Asian girl who had the power to...
be named Paulie.
Be named Paulie. But she could kind of control people's thoughts in a way.
Okay.
And there was also Vortex, who was...
Blue dude.
A blue dude from the future. We'll call him that. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
They were memorable, weren't they?
Well, considering that at the start of the Giffen Clark run, Nudge and Grunt were pretty much done away with in the first issue.
Yeah. And Blue Dude wasn't even worth bringing back. He wasn't back even to kill.
Well, they got rid of him in the end of Burns run. So.
Yeah.
So, yes, how would you rate the 10th Circle? Would you rate it at all?
No, I don't rate it one bit. Totally don't rate it. It's, okay. It's, I don't know, the JLA fighting vampires, it was just ordinary.
Yeah.
It was a bit sad. And, you know, John Byrne wanted to introduce his new version of the Doom Patrol, which... their amazing powers, ignoring all the previous continuity with the Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
And on Wiki quotes, actually, there's stuff about Byrne saying that if he wants to reboot a book, he just takes it back to 1976.
Wow. So, but yeah, I think that was part of the big quote unquote controversy about this run and the fact that he ignored everything that had happened beforehand.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that stuff was popular and people read it and it's still in print today. Oh, hang on.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, from the pages of JLA, they launched their own series in August of 2004. And unfortunately, they were still dealing with the 10th Circle and the very first two issues.
Because you couldn't get enough of those vampires.
Yeah. Everyone loves mystical vampires.
The Doom Patrol is just born to fight vampires.
It's a shame, really. It's a waste.
Yeah, isn't it? So, what were the other plots in this, Mike? You've read these. I haven't. I've read one or two.
A lot of it was kind of introducing the team. There was fighting giant bugs that had been apparently hidden in the Antarctic since the dawn of mankind. There was an arc where they were involved with an underground illegal robot fighting syndicate.
Illegal robot fighting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like illegal street fighting. But you like Fight Club, but with robots. And it was illegal and naughty and bad. Nice. They also had Metamorpho in one of the arcs. There was a whole mystery about who Grunt, the four-armed gorilla, actually was. That bit I didn't kind of mind. That was interesting when, I won't spoil it because I know you all want to run out and read it after this. when they revealed who Grunt really was, that was kind of cool. One thing I hated, on the other hand, was the redone origin of Niles Calder, the Chief. In this iteration of the Doom Patrol, the reason he was wheelchair bound is that in his youth he went...
snowboarding?
No, nothing that cool. He was exploring in a jungle, got kidnapped by this sort of Aztec Incan tribe. The leader of the tribe did not like the appearance of this white man. And so he set about...
Because of the beard?
Could be. He could have been anti-beard. So he set about essentially breaking, resetting, then re-breaking Niles' bones in his body.
Wow.
And that's... Yeah, that was...
Okay.
That was almost like torture porn in a comic book. Another plot line that I had major issues with in this was the bad romance, shall we say. John Byrne tried to introduce a romance between Rita Farr, Elastigirl, and Robot Man, Cliff Steele. And it was done in a way where it involved time travel. But unfortunately, when they traveled back in time, they could see themselves as they really were, but they appeared how they were back in whatever time they had traveled to in the past. So... Cliff Steele, Robot Man, he appeared in his normal adult human body. And Rita Farr, who just by sheer coincidence in that storyline reveals she had always had a crush on Cliff, and she was a bit younger. She was actually a child. So when they're looking at each other and they see their adult forms and she goes and kisses him to the rest of the world around them in the past, it's basically a guy making out with a kid. That's a little bit wrong.
Oh,
in a sick, twisted way, I wish you owned these issues just so you would have the same facial expression and jaw-dropping moment that I did.
My face is locked now with my mouth open.
Yeah, so, I mean, back in like the 60s issues, the original Drake issues, there was always kind of a thing kind of hinted at between Negative Man, Larry, and Rita, and... You know, you could have seen that, but it never really went anywhere. And it's almost like, it's like the people that get upset over Superman and Wonder Woman hooking up. I felt the same way when I saw that, and when I read that, I was like, "What? No,
man!
Oh,
yeah, yeah!
Wow!
Well."
Well, that's worth chucking out all the previous continuity for.
Oh, exactly. You know, romance sells big time. You know.
So, did DC let this continuity stand? Is this what we've built on lately?
No. This ended after 18 issues and was basically itself wiped from existence during, Infinite Crisis?
Excellent.
Where the deranged... Superboy did the super punch that collided all the realities in together.
The continuity punch.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was later in the pages of Teen Titans around that time where they actually had the continuity super punch take place, and they had a double page spread showing all the different shards of reality and the different versions of the Doom Patrol kind of being wiped away and reforged. Aww.
I buy sick John Byrne stuff.
Yeah, so it was an interesting run. Of course, I had to get them all for completeness sake. But why are you laughing?
It's a dark burden you have to carry, Mike.
It is. but yeah, overall, it's not one of the better eras of the Doom Patrol.
Would you anti-rate this?
I will politely anti-rate this. that's the thing though. I mean, yeah, it actually looks good. It's decent art. It's nice to look at. But yeah, the storylines themselves were not the best.
Mm.
I mean, he had some ideas there, but they just kind of floundered a bit. I do appreciate the fact that DC and their stubbornness, you know, gave the Doom Patrol another run.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s. So.
Yeah, back in the good old days when the DC gave the Doom Patrol runs occasionally. Good times.
Yeah. yeah, so I know you've only read a little bit of this run.
Yes, I've read issue number 3, I think.
Issue number
which 3. Which I found for like 50 cents somewhere.
Bargain.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
I mean, of the team, I like the design of Grunt, you know. Gorillery man with four arms is pretty cool. Nudge is just annoying. It's like a Jubilee retread or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I think in previous discussions you called her a more annoying Kitty Pryde.
Did I?
Yes.
I wouldn't say something like that.
I think you may have.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a mixed bag that's not altogether
that
all that great. A mixed bag that smells nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Shall we move on to the mailbag?
Let's move on to the mailbag.
Mailbag O'Doom. This week in the mailbag of Doom, our question was, what's the worst creative change you've seen on a comic series? John Byrne. No. Okay, so this is what our listeners responded. So we heard from Martin Gray behind the excellent Too Dangerous for a Girl blog, who reviews DC Comics pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
He said, 70s Spider-Woman, when it went from the spooky greatness of Grunewald and Infantino to the mundanity of Fleischer and Springer. And he may as well have said, blah, 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 because I haven't read any of that. You been there, done that?
Nah, before my time, I think. Okay. We heard from Karthik Kakarala, who said, Simone to Fawkes on Batgirl. So bad that it had to be changed back. And obviously fans already wanting her back.
I read them both, and they... I don't think there's much difference between the issues between Simone and Fawkes. Anyway,
wow.
Sorry. I thought the Simone run was dreary. And I know that's editorial. I know she doesn't like to write like that, and she was trapped, and they didn't want it to be fun, and then they kicked her off the book and made the book fun with a different team. So, nice for her. Anyway. Aaron Long. It's Juice 005. He said, that time those people took over Doom Patrol from those other people, and when Alan Moore left Watchmen. So thank you, Aaron. You are a comic book scholar.
Ben D at Punk Rock Sellout on Twitter. He said, when Lemire and Sorrentino left Green Arrow, or when J.H. Williams was softly pushed off Batwoman.
Oh, in the middle of his massive story, which he was about to resolve. Great timing. Thank you, DC. Yes, we heard from Dr. Ange.
Dr. Ange.
He doesn't like to trash creators. I don't either.
We're not trashing them.
We're not trashing.
We're just, you know, being vocal and critiquing changes that we weren't entirely fond of.
We're warning people. It's a public service. Anyway, but Animal Man went from Morrison to Milligan and was great. And then Tom Veitch came on. And it said, he and Steve Dillon meandered around a very bad story for 17 months. At least there were Brian Bolland covers. Mm. Yep. Mm.
James Kaplan at Sinister JHK, he said the switch from Hickman et al. To Fraction and Bagley on F4 was jarring. He said he likes those creators, but it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, it's hard following a successful run. Mm. Mm. Matt Roberts, Mr. Oberts. I won't do an American accent for him, but he said Ed Brubaker to Rick Remender on Captain America. So not a fan of the recent Cap stuff from Remender.
I've heard
very
that a
retro
bit.
60s stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that a bit about Remender's Cap run. So, yes. Allison B. at VA Gentle Nerd, she said, Azzarello and Chiang to the Finches on Wonder Woman. or Brubaker to remember on cap as well. I will have to definitely agree with Allison on the Wonder Woman call. That's also my answer for this week. I loved that run on Wonder Woman. And then the Finches came on and fuck me, they fucked it up.
Tell us how it is. Don't hold back.
That's all I'll say. I'm too fired up now. Too fired up.
Okay. Jess Camacho. Camacho Jess. Said, Batgirl, I'm sorry, I tried it, and it's just not for me at all. And Remender on Captain America. So another three. Vote for that.
Yeah. Mike Lapine. Hi, Mike. He said he loves all comics and creative team swaps. How did I get dragged into this?
Mike, come on. You've got some hate in your heart. Let it out.
I don't know that he actually does. He's too nice a guy.
He's a nice guy. Don't you hate him? All right. Richie O'Hara Beamond, he said, at Rickety OB, he said, probably the first couple of teams who took on the new 52 Green Arrow, JT Kroll, then, and he wrote Giffen, maybe a little bit of Giffen, but I think Ann Nesenti was one of the offenders there. Mm-hmm. And he said, not an Ollie I could get on board with. So,
We also heard from new listener to the show, Lucas Klaukian. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Lucas. And I think his Twitter name is IK Ultra. And Lucas said,
LK Ultra.
Sorry?
Could be LK Ultra.
It could be LK Ultra. God, I'm wearing my glasses and I still can't read a damn thing.
Ultra.
Lucas said, Ennis and Dylan left Hellblazer, then Paul Jenkins takes over, and all of a sudden the bastard Constantine's this bleeding heart hippie.
Yeah, it's hard when someone changes your character.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Fractures, Mr. Frack.
Frack.
He said, remember that time when the Punisher was an angel? That was the worst. I do remember that time. That was a rare misstep by the Marvel Knights imprint when it was the early day in the 90s.
Right.
And, what's the natural fit for the Punisher? He works as an angel.
Of course.
Absolutely. And we heard from Chris, who you could say his name as at Silver Retweet or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's got a 3 in there and 7 E.
He's cool. He's young. Seahawks.
Yeah. What?
Chris and I are big Seattle Seahawks fans. Sorry.
Don't bring that into the show. It's a Doom Patrol podcast. It's not a sporting podcast. What's wrong with you?
I think for a Doom Patrol podcast, this is the least we've actually spoken about the Doom Patrol. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, and he gave us a visual answer, which had when this one became that one. And the first picture is Uncanny X-Force, the Remender run. Mm-hmm. And the second picture is Uncanny X-Force, the Sam Humphries run. Did you read?
I did not read either of those series.
I read the first one, and it was really good.
Okay.
I did not read the second one.
So I will take Chris's word that the second one was not as good.
Yeah, I can't go there and testify.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't given you a response yet.
Oh, sorry.
My pick for when things got worse was the Mark Waid Cap run in the 90s. When they suddenly stopped it and put Rob Liefeld on the book and for the Heroes Reborn stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks for stopping that run I'm enjoying and replacing it with this run I'm not going to read because it's terrible. Thank you.
That wasn't one of the ones with like the floating heads on the cover, was it?
Yeah, possibly. He got an eagle on his head. Not a real eagle, but just a little symbol. He got rid of his A and had like a little... who cares?
Wow. So not a Liefeld fan then?
He has his place, but it wasn't in the middle of Mark Waid's run, that's for sure.
Fair call.
It's a bile-filled ep, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of venting. There's been a lot of... I think it's good to let these things out, though. You know, can't let them fester. It's good to share with our friends and our listeners, you know, what we don't like. You know,
we've got to come back nicer and kinder next week. We've had rants in our pants this week.
Yes. But I think that's pretty much our show on that night.
All right. Now, I thought we would give people a heads up of what the topic is next week so they can do some mental exercises and prepare. Yeah. We are going to be casting the Doom Patrol movie. with our ideal cast. Yes.
See, and that'll be the fun bit that negates all the bile.
So we'll be. Heads up, Warner Brothers. You want to be listening to this one.
Yeah.
So the question of the week for next week, if you listen to that in time, is what's your perfect movie comic book casting? So which is the one that you thought they got as right as it's possible to get?
Cool.
Cool. I know you're all thinking Keanu Reeves as Constantine, but spot on. But anyway, let us know on Twitter. Let us know on Facebook.
Or even email us at waitingfordoom@gmail.com if you wish.
Yes, or write it on some money and send it to us.
That'd be really handy.
That would be handy.
Okay, that's our show for this week, guys. Thanks so much for listening once
everybody.
Again.
I'll just talk over Mike while we say goodbye.
That's fine.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, see you next time. Bye.